Chapter 17. From the Sword to the Syringe. Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroy information. And religion destroys spirituality. Michael Elner. There are many other acts, perhaps not so overtly or initially violent, that are still part of the blood ritual inspired by the macrobes, one manner of keeping the masses in check, as well as helping them lose their senses and commit slow suicide, concerns the purveyance of alcoholic beverages called spirits in taverns and inns. This custom was started under the tax-exempt Knights Templars who open most of the inns in England. These dens all have patently occult names, like Green Dragon, or Black Horse, Raven's Head, Red Lion, Plough and Stars, Rose and Crown, etc. They also commonly bore the name Arms to commemorate that they were established by the military orders. They were also known down through history as venues for all kinds of revolutionaries and malcontents. See Daphne du Maurier's Jamaica Inn, and the cult of hallucinogens has been growing stronger for generations. They still provide one of the best means of creating family dislocation and personal existential malaise. They grope in the dark without light, and him maketh him to stagger like a drunken man, Job 12:25. The youth are especially vulnerable. Drugs and perversions of every kind are made attractive and chic. The hard drugs that are taken by teens are also made available by the elites and the modern Dionysian cults they fund. Every decade they provide some other bromide or toy to distract and befuddle the masses, and the masters have even created designer diseases to thin the herd. Fabian elitist Bertrand Russell spoke on the population explosion in this demonic manner. Hitherto, in this regard, wars have been disappointing. We need to bring into being another Black Plague. Valdemar Valerian, Ida Honoroff, Eustace Mullins, and others have exposed the fact that vaccinations led to the very diseases they are meant to prevent and have cost the world millions of deaths. W.B. Clark wrote in the New York Press in 1909, cancer was practically unknown until the cowpox vaccination began to be introduced. I have seen 200 cases of cancer, and I never saw a case of cancer in an unvaccinated person. In the book Medical Mafia by Ghislaine Langtott, we read, at a CIA hearing, Dr. Gottlieb, a cancerologist, admitted having dispersed in 1960 a large quantity of viruses in the Congo River, in Zaire to pollute and contaminate all the people who used the river as their source of water. Dr. Gottlieb was named to head the National Cancer Institute, and the genocide is certainly not confined to the human domain. Exactly 100 years ago, the rate of dying out of biological species began to increase exponentially, as a result of which in the mid-1980s a species vanished every day, and by the year 2000, this will have increased to a species every hour. We have monopolized the Earth for our species alone. Rudolf Barrow, Avoiding Social and Ecological Disaster. The agenda of these nefarious aliens can also be seen in the funding of the space programs of SDI. The self-named superpowers commissioned the suggestively named Star Wars. The very moniker is loaded with significance. We had also better begin asking if there is something suggestive in the terms atomic and nuclear as applied to war. There is certainly a nuclear and atomic war, but not on the level that most people think. These words refer to the inner self, the biology of humans. While we are watching the skies and looking for the reds under the beds, a real Cold War is being perpetrated much closer to home. The ultimate ignorance is not to see this. These entire programs are under the auspices of these alien entities, for it is they and they alone who could be interested in the cold voids of space. While the Earth plane is in such desperate need on so many levels, they came to this planet centuries ago and they are intending to move on back out into the nether as soon as the technology allows. They are tired of this planet and are exhausting all the natural resources. And again, we were warned of what was to come by those on the front lines in bygone days, and when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish and to devour one another's flesh. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones, Book of Enoch. They have polluted the oceans and the atmosphere, reduced the oxygen and the electron count, burned holes in the ozone, devastated the forests, relentlessly annihilated the flora and fauna, caused havoc within the food chain, demineralized human food, poisoned the lakes, slaughtered the best of the human gene pool in wars for profit, eradicated entire nations and indigenous peoples, enslaved the ancient races, divided the lands, incarcerated the innocent, martyred the meek and the sensitive, dug caverns deep into the tissues of the earth, altered the electromagnetic frequency of the human body through the misuse of electricity, torn through the veil of the subatomic realms, massacred millions with their nuclear and atomic assaults, messed with mind control, perverted the subject of history, led millions down the path of mania and self-destruction through devastating psychedelic drugs, peddled all kinds of pharmaceutical poisons, incubated every vice and addiction that one can imagine, imposed debt slavery, and basically industrialized the entire world. There were at least 40 million casualties from the Black Death alone. That was half the population of Europe. As author William Bramley proves in his classic, Gods of Eden, the plague was man-made. Another event planned and executed by the progeny of Atlantis in keeping with their pact was the Second World War. Here are the statistics of the human mortality: Soviet Union, 20 million, China, 10 million, Poland, 5.8 million, Germany, 4.6 million, Japan, 2 million, Yugoslavia, 1.7 million, France, 600,000, Great Britain, 400,000, United States, 300,000. There have been more wars since the creation of the United Nations than there have been since the beginning of time to the creation of the United Nations, Anthony J. Hilder. Although it is painful to consider, have we become complacent when it comes to systematic mass murder and organized killing? Are we just plain asleep when it comes to awareness of the archetypal drama of which each of us are players in the mythological linkages that guide and unite our civilization? William Henry, One Foot in Atlantis. In one of the most tragic ironies, the majority of humans continue to worship those gods who abused them the most. Jack Barringer, Past Shock. As said before, the atrocities of our times are not something new to the earth. The coming of evil into the world was a problem of the sages of the past. It is a problem for us today, and unless we accept its origin, it will persist as a problem for future generations. We were forewarned by our ancestors of the times we now find ourselves in. From at least 3 millennia ago, we have these words from the high priestesses of the Celtic peoples. Then she added a prophecy in which she foretold the approaching end of the divine age and the coming of a new one, in which the summers would be flowerless, the cows milkless and women shameless and men strengthless, in which there would be trees without fruit and seas without fish, when old men would give false judgments and legislators would make unjust laws, when warriors would betray one another and men would be thieves and there would be no more virtue in the world, Babd, queen of the Tuatha De Danann, and from the Teutonic priestesses, the same, there saw she wait in the heavy streams, men foul murderers and perjurers, and them who others' wives seduce to sin, brothers slay brothers, sisters' children shed each other's blood, hard is the world, sensual sin grows huge, there the sword ages, axe ages, shields are cleft in twain, storm ages, murder ages, till the world falls dead and men no longer spare or pity one another. Norse Eldreda, the prophecy of the goddess Vala, page 416, Norse mythology by Anderson. But despite the histories, despite the statistics, and the vehemence of the suppression in crime, there are still those who think that evil being endemic can be assuaged through time. When the good continue to generate enough love and forgiveness and begin embracing the darkness and even the dark ones themselves, it does not occur to these deluded individuals that their compassion is best directed toward a humanity which has suffered so abominably under the yoke of the forces of evil. The evil that we are surrounded by will not be assuaged or redeemed by kindness through time. There is no time. Moreover, the dark ones are as mystified and irritated with their exalted qualities as we are with our negative qualities. They have not, cannot, and will not ever come around in time, or substantially change their ways. Satanist Anton LaVey's following words sum up the beliefs and attitude of the dark ones. Are we not predatory animals by instinct? If humans ceased wholly from preying on each other, could they continue to exist? Might is a fine thing, and useful for many purposes. For one goes further with a handful of might than with a bagful of right, Max Stirner. Since love and fear can hardly exist together, If we must choose between them, it is far safer to be feared than loved, Niccolò Machiavelli. Why, then the world's mine oyster which I with sword will open, Shakespeare. To play those millions of minds, to watch them slowly respond to an unseen stimulus, to guide their aspirations without their knowledge, all this whether in high capacities or in humble, is a big and endless game of chess, of ever extraordinary excitement, Sidney Webb, founder of the Fabian Society. In our dreams we have limitless resources and the people yield themselves with perfect docility to our molding hands. The task we set before ourselves is a beautiful one, to train these people as we find them to a perfectly ideal life just as they are. So we will organize our children into a little community and teach them to do in a perfect way the things their fathers and mothers are doing in an imperfect way in the home, in the shop and on the farm. Representative of the Rockefeller General Education Board, there is a premise or a clause in the lexicons of the black sorcerers that they do in fact obey. It is obligatory for them to tell us in one way or another what their machinations and designs are, and what is happening or ever going to happen to their prospective victims. And they are letting us know right now, often by way of the media, but the so-called good are persistently unable to read the signs, being symbolically illiterate and recalcitrant. Therefore, we collude in our own fleecing. Evil always exists by the indulgence of the good. In the game of chess, if one does not occupy a square, then by rights the opponent can. My enemies have brought the means of my deliverance, Satan, in Doctor Who in the Pyramids of Mars, to expedite their change of galactic address. The Atlantean offspring have had to slowly recreate the technology that their ancient forefathers possessed, but which was lost to them during the pole shift, the space program, the Silicon Revolution. All the genetic, pharmaceutical, and military budgets and researches are convened with this objective in mind. Today's Silicon Revolution is the culmination of operations set into motion in the 15th and 16th centuries. It has been long awaited. Its frontmen are made fabulously wealthy, though they personally own little of their own companies, and all doors are open to them. No one questions why they use the logos that they do. Apple Macintosh, Sun, Neck, Gateway, etc. Few question the connection of these frontmen to powerful European financiers or question why they receive prestigious honors from royals. The word Pentium is a perfect example of what we are saying. Like most corporate logos in words, it does not mean anything in English. This is because it is designed to work as an icon, a hierogram, mantically on a subliminal level of mentation. But all is revealed if we merely add the prefix "sir" to the beginning of the word. One may also take note of the Intel logo, which has a distinct serpentine motif. But these are only two examples of thousands. The space program and all its attendant fields exist because the secret brotherhood cannot of their own volition leave the planet. The super-celestial forces have incarcerated them here permanently. The means of their entrapment is the moon's orbit, which is a barrier of etheric energy, the nature of which remains largely unknown to them and us. This orbit encloses the Earth, and this is the reason why there have been no manned excursions beyond the moon. They can go to the moon but cannot venture beyond, although machines can. This has caused them enormous frustration, and they will not rest until they find the means to break through this energy field. The moon's orbit has long been associated with power, protection, and ethereal energies. The Chinese refer to its encirclement as the coils of the Great Dragon, and this is what their dragon dances are partly about. Even in modern astrology and astronomy, we have the moon's nodes, also known as the circling dragon. The dragon symbol is one of the supreme archetypes. One should endeavor to make a complete study of all its permutations. If done, an incredible tale will unfold. Beyond the moon's circlet of apotropaic power, the true governing angelic agencies reign. They are the ones that create the glitches in the modules, satellites, and space telescopes that our satanic demigods put into orbit. The moon's orbit was precisely synchronized to move with the Earth, being exactly the same size as the sun seen from Earth, and we always only perceive one side of the moon. The moon is much larger than the satellites of other planets and is conjectured to be a recent addition to our sky. A study of lunar symbolism and numerology is also extremely instructive. In ritual magic and ceremonial geomancy, we also find the protecting circle in which the magician stands. It must soon be realized that these seemingly quaint images and motifs have a deep interstellar implication. This is why we see so many planetarian Sabaean symbols in occult books, and why occult symbols turn up on the institutes of government, security services, and subversive fraternities. The Nephilim who fell to Earth from the netherworld are trying desperately to regain their freedom. They have been chained in the pit, Earth, but are convinced that there is a way out of their terrestrial prison. This is why the space program exists, and why there is exorbitant and frenzied expenditure in satellites and the exploration of outer space. Look at the names given to many of the space programs and modules: Gemini, Mercury, Capricorn, Apollo, SETI, NASA, Voyager, Columbia, Challenger, etc. Notice also the names of the research and invention laboratories that produce the technology. So many bare names that come out of the ancient world or are cryptically occult: see Phoenix, Microsoft, Laurel, Altera, Lam, Siliconex, Technicron, NEC, Apple, Oracle, 3M, Intel, NASA, Sun, DoubleTree, Sunoco, Texaco, and so on. The aliens on this planet are also attempting to clone or replicate the human form artificially. Their original form, being humanoid, cannot pass the field that was established around the Earth. But if they can clone or cybernetically change their forms, it may help their designs. This is why virtual reality, cybernetics, cloning, and nanotechnology are in vogue today. The satellites also play a crucial role. When a burglar attempts to disarm an alarm system, he usually inserts a dummy wire to bypass the main coil and to silently break the circuit. So, the satellites with their onboard laser weapons, ELF, and microwaves, C-HARP, are the tools these criminals use in their attempt to open a gate in the moon's orbit. We see the motif in several movies: see Stargate, Moonraker, City of Evil, War of the Worlds, Quatermass, Nosferatu the Vampire, The Devil Rides Out, Life Force, Things to Come, Kyonis-Gatsi, etc. Certain artwork: see Hypnosis, Rodney Matthews, Roger Dean, and H.R. Giger, and other works of science fiction. Some of the movies with themes pertaining to our thesis are commissioned by the Hidden Masters to provide mankind updates on the progress they are making. Of course, the information registers on a subliminal level only, but we are still being told, which is the main point. It is in accordance with the pact between the forces of light and darkness. The Atlanteans' bloodkin do not like the human traits within themselves, nor do they relish human beings. They have always preferred to be served by robots of a mechanical or cybernetic kind and would have done away with humans long ago had that been feasible. They keep us alive because the macrobes need their sacrifices, and also because they think that they can have the robots they prefer by dumbing down humans to the level of the automaton. In this way, they have the best servants, and this is exactly what has been happening since the 16th century, or the time when the regents of darkness discovered that they may have to remain here on Earth permanently. Even though they do not slacken in their work to vacate, they have in the back of their minds the thought that they may be interned here permanently, and this is what is keeping humans alive, even if it is in the state we now find ourselves: controlled, circumvented at every turn, diseased and barely able to survive, with degradation and criminality all around. We are to be kept alive but are no longer allowed to move toward our spiritual destinies like before, or to be as naturally creative and intelligent as before, or to in any way empower ourselves to the level we knew in on Lemuria or later Lemurian-influenced colonies. We are not permitted to live with our respective races, are not permitted to live close to nature, not able to travel relatively freely to all parts of the globe, and not permitted to correctly administer to our own physical health. We are given liberty, which is not the same thing as freedom, as researchers like Jordan Maxwell have pointed out. They have begrudgingly and only relatively recently extended the privilege of education and the vote, only so that we can be useful, productive, monitored, and controlled. The past record of men is burdened with accounts of assassinations, secret combines, palace plots and betrayals in war. But in spite of this clear record, an amazing number of people have begun to scoff at the possibility of conspiracy at work today. They dismiss such an idea merely as a conspiratorial view. G. Edward Griffin: I do not mind being called a conspiracy theorist by those who don't mind being called coincidence theorists. John Judge: The individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. J. Edgar Hoover: If a man doesn't know what it means to be under psychic hypnosis, it is because he is under it. Vernon Howard, when told that man lives in delusion, everyone thinks of himself as the exception, hence his delusion, of it.